Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, everybody locked in, everybody listening all over North America. I hope you had a good It's not having a good Thursday. Chauncey Billups, not having a good Thursday. Damon Jones, not having a good Thursday. Terry Rozier, not having a good Thursday. Yeah, you might have heard these guys got arrested today. Allegations of gambling. Yeah, the NBA is not happy at the opening of their season. We had Victor Wembanyama balling out of his mind last night. People are talking about gambling. We had Charles Barkley and Ernie and Chuck and Kenny make their debut on ESPN. People are talking about gambling. We got Thursday night football. It is Thursday. We got the Chargers in action. Nobody is talking about football. Damn it, we got the game one of the World Series tomorrow. We got the Blue Jays hosting the Dodgers. Nobody's talking about football or baseball. Well, damn it, we're going to talk about it all. This is when the show gets started, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM 375, the Odyssey app. Man, if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. We'll talk about the World Series. We will. We'll get into the Vikings and the Chargers. We will. And of course, reluctantly, we will definitely get you up to date on everything going on with basketball and gambling. Not a surprise, not a shock. Maybe Chauncey Billups' name is, but we'll get to that in a second. Okay, you can find me online everywhere, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of the places, all of the things. I am at JR Sport Brief. You can call up. You got a phone number. It works. We didn't do anything wrong. We can still talk to you. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. ISN. You can find me on the internet at JR Sport Brief. As I said, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Man, the NBA just had its second night. Wembanyama's like, here's 40 points for you. He looks like a freak of nature out there, bullying people and blocking shots and shooting threes. He looks like a giant amongst little boys. And then we get the news this morning that Terry Rozier is arrested. Not a surprise. This man has been under investigation, it feels like, for more than a year. The NBA was investigating him and whether or not he was throwing games and exiting games and conspiring to help people illegally win money by betting unders. And then the NBA said he was cleared. But then we never got clarification from any from the government. And we find out this morning that Terry Rozier, guard for the Miami Heat, was arrested this morning on the road in Orlando at the hotel. I mean, what a world. He allegedly tipped off co-conspirators that he would go into games or go into a specific game, at least one, and that he would exit early. So go ahead, place the under, because if you place the under on me, you're going to win a lot of money. As it stands right now, Terry Rozier faces charges of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and money laundering. That wasn't a shock. What came out as a surprise, my brother hit me up right after that, and he goes, Chauncey, they got Chauncey. I go, what? Chauncey Billups. I don't know no other Chauncey. The first name that came to mind was Billups. No one's ever said a cross negative word about Chauncey Billups. Nothing. He's a good guy. He's a coach. He He's hanging out with his kids and his family. He helped beat up the Los Angeles Lakers with that great Pistons team. And then Chauncey Billups is getting arrested. And no, it's not for game fixing, for now at least. They're saying that Chauncey Billups was a celebrity face working with mafia families at poker games, where the poker games were ripping people off. They basically got a bunch of schmucks to play poker, and they were scamming these guys, and I guess Chauncey Billups was a front man. Hey, you can come play poker with Chauncey Billups, yeah. Yeah, NBA champion Chauncey Billups. Yeah, the coach of the Portland Trailblazers, Chauncey Billups. They were out there hustling people, and it wasn't just that they were trying to con them and hope that it worked. Apparently, these people, these mafia people that Chauncey Billups allegedly was working with, they were using x-ray sensors and machines to read the cards on the table. They were utilizing hidden cameras inside of the trade chips. You know, that they were using contact lenses, the special lenses to look at the cards that were marked. Like, this is one real way to hustle people out of their money. Chauncey Billups is, he's not Mr. Big Shot. He's supposed to be a nice guy hanging out with the mafia. And then we got Damon Jones. Okay, fine. So what? You might remember Damon Jones as a teammate of LeBron James. He's an assistant coach for the Cleveland Cavaliers. They're saying that he also would try to, you know, give advice about who was playing and who wasn't playing. Also that he was also involved in some of these illegal poker operations. And so it's not every day that you get up and the biggest sports news of the day isn't what took place last night, but who got arrested this morning. I mean, the only thing more shocking is if you told me tomorrow, I don't know, that Derek Jeter was arrested at 6 a.m. I'd be like, what, Derek Jeter? What do you do? Come on now. Are you going to arrest Otani? Who is some botcher? Who's another all-time Mr. Mariano Rivera? What are we doing here?
Well, Mariano's had some things going on with him, too.
Well, it was alleged that someone was sexually abused in his church. He said it was a hustle.
Yeah, but other than that, there's he generally was a good guy.
No, it's not he generally was. There has been nothing from that since, Botcher. The point is, Mariano Rivera's reputation has been sterling. Otherwise, the case that you mentioned where someone said they were assaulted at his church, and I guess because it happened at his church, we now have to call Mariano a terrible human. Thank you, Botcher. Derek Jeter, known as a great guy. We got great dudes. I mean, when Andy Pettit got popped years ago for steroids, it's like, oh my God, how did Andy Pettit use steroids? Hanging out with that Roger Clemens. Chauncey Billups, no one has ever said a negative word. You never know what the hell people are doing, allegedly. It's all alleged. And what a shock, how ironic that all of this took place, this culminated, just basically a day after the start of the NBA regular season. Yeah, we had four teams go at it on Tuesday. Everybody else played last night. You think this is what the NBA wants to deal with? The NBA was supposed to have investigated and cleared Terry Rozier, and they come back with nothing? I mean, the NBA utilizes lawyers. They use private investigators. There's plenty of law enforcement up and down and employed by the NBA. They're a billion-dollar company. The teams employ guys who were federal enforcers and police all over the place. The FBI is different. They came and got him. And so today we heard from the FBI director, Kash Patel. And this is what he had to say about the gambling investigation.
This is an illegal gambling operation and sports rigging operation that spanned the course of years. The FBI led a coordinated takedown across 11 states to arrest over 30 individuals today responsible for this case, which is very much ongoing. The fraud is mind-boggling. It's not hundreds of dollars. It's not thousands of dollars. It's not tens of thousands of dollars. It's not even millions of dollars. We're talking about tens of millions of dollars in fraud and theft and robbery across a multi-year investigation.
Oh, ouch. Multi-year investigation. Man, Joseph Nocella, he's the U.S. Attorney General. He spoke. I gave you some of the details about how they were, well, at least allegedly, Chauncey Billups was a front man for crime families looking to scam people out here. And this is how he said they did it with these illegal poker games.
These defendants, which include former professional athletes, used high-tech cheating technology to steal millions of dollars from victims in underground poker games that were secretly fixed. The games in the New York area were backed by the Bonanno, Gambino, and Genovese crime families of La Cosa Nostra.
Oh, great. Those are not names that I thought would ever be associated with Chauncey Billups. What are we doing? And this is all so hard to believe, right? And then a video that started circulating this afternoon was specifically related to Chauncey Billups and some of his gambling activity. And I had to go, wait a minute, what is this? I want you to listen to this video. This is from 2 years ago. This is Matt Berkey. This is one of these poker players. This guy's, he's pro, he's gambling. This is a gambler. This guy is playing his ass off poker all over the country. He's in the know. He says that in 2019, he was playing in games with Chauncey Billups. And it was well known within the industry, people that really gamble high stakes games, that there was something fishy about sitting down and playing in a poker game with Chauncey Billups. I guess this certainly doesn't help his case. This is from a few years ago.
5 years ago, 2019-ish, I think, where there was this game. It started in L.A. and then it came to Vegas for a few days, and it was all built around Chauncey Billups. And the person who told me about it was like, look, I know the game runners. I'm telling you 100% this game is on the up and up. And I was like, well, I know a lot of the people that are involved, and I'm telling you 100% that it is not. I had some friends who went and played it both in L.A. and in Vegas, and it obviously like was for sure confirmed to be cheated. Mm-hmm. Like, people who clearly didn't even understand the rules of No Limit Hold'em are just, like, jamming hundreds of big blinds in with, like, a gutty and then just drilling it. Yeah. Only the pros are losing. It was, you know, it was basically confirmed amongst all of the pros that the game was cheated, but there's just no recourse.
Gotcha.
And, you know, they got absolutely flayed. Well, it's tough, too, whenever you're dealing with somebody, like, high profile like that, because they carry a lot of weight and hold a lot of power. So all you can do is like kind of unite together and threaten to publicly out him or extort him in some sort of capacity. In which case, you know, good luck.
Yeah. Who got mad? Somebody got mad. I don't know. Maybe somebody in the FBI heard the podcast and said, oh, we need to look into this. Somebody got upset. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to go run and sue Chauncey Billups? And these were allegedly taking place, you know, not at casinos. These were games allegedly taking place at homes. And that's a whole nother issue. I mean, Gilbert Arenas was arrested a few months ago for pretty much allegedly hosting illegal gambling games. And you can gamble all you want, but you got to be careful where you do it. The IRS always wants its cut. It always wants its piece. Now we got Chauncey Billups allegedly being a front man, a celebrity for illegal gambling? Oh, never would have thought. And then we get this clip from a guy from a couple years ago who's basically saying, oh, yeah, there was some illegal stuff going on. But what are you going to do? You're going to sue Chauncey? You're going to sue one of these guys from one of these crime families? Like, sometimes you lay down with dogs and don't be surprised if you end up with a flea or two. This is not what the NBA wants. Come on now. Brian Windhorst. He was on ESPN, and he was doing a lot of bloviating about how the NBA had, they knew nothing about this.
The NBA at some point is going to have to explain why Terry Rozier was allowed to keep playing. And I just want to point something out.
Mm-hmm.
The sports books caught the irregular betting on Terry Rozier the day it happened, the morning it happened, when all of a sudden there was hundreds of thousands of dollars coming in on Terry Rozier unders for a relatively meaningless game in March, mm-hmm. involving the Charlotte Hornets. The sportsbooks caught it. They told the NBA right away. And guess what? The NBA, Rozier didn't play the rest of the season. And he had faked the injury, so it wasn't because of the injury. The NBA pulled him. They pulled Jonte Porter, too. They flagged Jonte Porter and pulled Jonte Porter. The NBA's measures, their protection measures, the sportsbook's protection measure, yeah, it's triggered this. They caught it.
Look, we've discussed that. I've talked about this for years, especially as just professional sports. It's not just the NBA has pretty much said, you know what? We as leagues can make a lot of money getting in bed with the sports books. Gambling was always a possibility before that. It's going to continue to be a problem. I don't care if your name is, Jameson Williams, and you're gambling on your phone at the practice facility of the Lions. It doesn't matter if you're Chauncey Billups, and now you're helping out on illegal poker games. I mean, you're using and utilizing your celebrity, allegedly, to make money. I don't care if you're Pete Rose, okay? God rest his soul. You could be Jonte Porter, who's a guy at the end of the bench. You could be a role player, like a Terry Rozier. Yeah, my foot hurts, so yeah, bet the under because I ain't going to play and finish the game. Come on, man. We got Ipe Mizuhara, who is currently behind bars because he went out there and he stole Shohei's money so he could fuel his gambling addiction, okay? If you can't avoid something, if it's going to drive you into a hole, if it's going to ruin your life, man, that's a drug. That's not good. It's a vice. Gambling could be a vice. Drug/alcohol could be a vice. You know, I don't know. Having too much, freaky time can be a vice. There's a lot of things, okay? You got to be careful what you get yourself into. Because you go down these rabbit holes, you go down these wormholes, man, it could be tough to get you out. And sometimes it could absolutely put you in prison, okay? The NBA released a statement, because what else are they going to do? They're not able to celebrate the 40-point game from Victor Wembanyama. They're not able to celebrate, I don't know, Anthony Edwards last night going and dropping 40 against Billups, Portland Trailblazers. The NBA had to put out a statement. It reads as follows. We are in the process of reviewing the federal indictments announced today. Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups are being placed on immediate leave from their teams, and we will continue to cooperate with the relevant authorities. We take these allegations with the utmost seriousness, and the integrity of our game remains our top priority. Yeah, they have to maintain the integrity of the game. They have to. Because if they're able to maintain the integrity of the game, they're able to make more money. That's the name of the game. If people believe that NBA games are rigged and scripted, and put together like the WWE, then you start losing cash. You start losing money. You lose billions of dollars. And so could there be a case of being inept? Yes, absolutely. Can it be a case of, the NBA just kind of turning a little bit of a blind eye? Just a little bit. Absolutely. But one thing that none of these leagues will do, none of them, none of them are just completely ignoring the fact that their guys can gamble. There's a reason why they put out these statements. There's a reason why they investigate it. Yeah, they may turn a little bit of a blind eye. None of these teams, none of these leagues, none of these owners are trying to lose the cash. The NBA is going to be perfectly fine, okay? It will continue to go on. Fans will support. People will spend. People will put their butts in seats. People will bet the over and under today. They're not going to lose a beat. More people might gamble today just because of what's in the news. Oh yeah, I got to put my bet in. Who's going over? Who's going under? Easy. One guy who is, he won't be betting. He won't be doing anything is Chauncey Billups. Ironically, not only did we kind of get a poker player calling him out for an illegal game a couple years ago. Last night, as I just mentioned, the Minnesota Timberwolves beat the Trailblazers 118-114. Anthony Edwards dropped 41. After the game, Chauncey Billups had a gambling reference. He was asked about pressure and improving with this young Trailblazers team. By the way, the Blazers just gave him a contract extension. And Chauncey Billups, just hours before he was arrested, he had an interesting analogy.
No, I don't, that pressure thing is nothing to me, man. I do the best I can and let the chips fall where they may. You know that about me by now, quick.
No, I let the chips fall where they may. Just a couple hours later, Chauncey Billups arrested. Terry Rozier arrested. Assistant coach for the Cleveland Cavaliers, Damon Jones, used to knock down threes next to LeBron James, arrested. Is this it? Of course not. In this instance, maybe. There's 34 guys who've been arrested across the United States of America. You want to tell me they may not get more? You want to tell me that we may not get some guys who get to snitching to save themselves some time? This is not over. Gambling's not over. How about this? I mean, we didn't even get into baseball. We got guys who've just been gone because they've been on leave. Come on now. We better get used to this. And ironically, you know, after a guy gets arrested, the NBA, the NFL, Major League Baseball, the NHL, they will just run their gambling commercials all day long. It's just like everything else. Everybody's out for the money. Legitimately, illegitimately, just make sure it doesn't put you in prison. And good luck to Chauncey Billups if he didn't do nothing. Oof, what a rough one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we got a lot of guests who are going to come through and join us to talk about all of this. Later on in the show, we're going to be joined by Odyssey Sports legal analyst Amy Dash. She's going to join us to have a chat about this. James Herbert from CBS Sports will join us later in the show to just talk about basketball, the good, the bad, the ugly, because the season is underway. Julia Cruz is going to join us from Sportsnet up in Toronto to talk about the Blue Jays. They host Game 1 of the World Series tomorrow against the Dodgers. We got a lot to get into. Tonight we got Vikings at the Chargers, and, you know, let's talk about some of the positivity in basketball. Victor Wembanyama made his debut last night for this season, and he lit it up against Cooper Flagg. The phone lines are open if you want to give a holler. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, you better safe with me. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I mean, outside of all the gambling, alleged gambling, cheating, swindling, people being finagled out of their money. I mean, outside of all of that, we did actually have some basketball that was played last night. You know, I had an opportunity to check out the Atlanta Hawks during their home opener. They got beat up by like 20 points by the Toronto Raptors. A lot of energy in the building until they actually saw the Hawks play basketball. And then last night, nationally televised game, we saw the NBA regular season debut of Cooper Flagg. Man went to the Final Four with Duke. He should be a freshman in college today. He's hit the fast-forward button on his career. And then his Dallas Mavericks team was taking on the San Antonio Spurs, led by Victor Wembanyama. God bless him. Victor Wembanyama just came back from that blood clot in his arm. Okay, when you're 7'5", 7'6", when you're built like Slender Man, you look like an alien, you're built like Gumby, he's just long. He's arms, legs, and he's fluid, which is not fair. Apparently, Victor Wembanyama's also added some muscle. We saw this dude hanging out in China with monks. He was training with Kevin Garnett and hanging out with Hakeem the Dream Olajuwon. And last night, no disrespect to Giannis, Victor Wembanyama looked like the freak, okay? I mean, it's one thing to be a 6'6" shooting. And, you know, forget. Let's advance this. It's one thing to be 6 feet and move like Allen Iverson. It's another thing to be, I don't know, what 6'3", 6'4", and then move like Steph Curry. It's another thing to be 6'6 and move like Michael Jordan. It's another thing to be 6'7 and move like Kobe. It's another thing to now stretch it out to 6'11 and move like Kevin Durant. we have now stretched out Kevin Durant into a 7'5" body and said, here's Victor Wembanyama. This man is blocking shots and moving like he's Rudy Gobert, Dikembe Mutombo. And then he's over here scoring like he's Durant. He's a freak. And last night, in a 125-92 victory over the Mavericks, yeah, they smoked him. Victor Wembanyama had 40 points. He had 15 rebounds. He blocked 3 shots. That's the most points scored a Spurs record in a season opener since George Gervin in 1977. What are we doing here? There was one play in particular. Victor Wembanyama blocked a shot, was able to block it onto the ground. It was kept in bounds. He was immediately passed the ball back, and he set himself up. He kind of hesitated, backed up into a step back three, and got fouled. What are we doing? And then at the free throw line, he was 9 of 11. He was 15 of 21 from the field. He was dunking. He was shooting threes. He was doing it all, and he did it all in 30 minutes. They didn't even need him out there for a long time. 40 points in 30 minutes is absurd. This is what Victor Wembanyama had to say about his freak-out performance.
I saw what it's like to be confronted with, potentially losing a lot, whether it's your career or your health, so I'm not taking this for granted anymore. But the body, it's I'm having more fun now that I'm not struggling to move as much, and I know I still need to get better, and I'm still going to get better.
Oh, he's going to get better? What is he going to do? What is he now going to become a 7'5" Steph Curry? What is he going to do? Are we getting Steph Curry and Dikembe Mutombo in the same body? Let's mix up Dikembe Mutombo, Kevin Garnett, and Steph Curry and just make him go out there and play ball. Is that what we're getting? I don't know. How much better can he be? Cooper Flagg making his NBA debut. Cooper Flagg could certainly be better. 10 points, 10 rebounds, 4 of 13 from the field. No assists. He had a steal. He had no blocks. Cooper Flagg is trying to grow. He's the guy that's trying to learn. He's going to have plenty of opportunity to do so. His head coach, Jason Kidd, had this to say.
I thought Cooper played within himself. He took what the defense gave him. He was making plays. He's diving on the floor. He's one that's not going to go out here and just shoot every time he touches it. He tries to play the game the right way, and I thought he did that in the first half, and I thought he was comfortable, came out there in the third and started to look to be aggressive, to take some shots that he knocked down. So I thought he played well. Now, the stat line is not going to say that, but no one in this room is sitting in his shoes. And so I think he, again, as a rookie, did fine. And he's going to learn from this game. We all will. And we'll be better next time we take the floor.
Yeah, he got nowhere to go but up. I don't know if Cooper Flagg is ever going to be the best player in the league. He might be a multiple-time all-star. I don't think we'll ever say, oh, my God, he's leading the way. And maybe he will. I mean, I don't know, Cooper Flagg. Maybe one day he's going to continue to grow. Maybe, of course, he's going to get stronger. Cooper Flagg is still only 18 years old. He's 7'9". What happens if he shoots up a couple more inches and he's 7 feet tall? There's a lot of upside with Cooper Flagg. But I think we're entering into Wemby, the Wemby era. If he's healthy, there's not a damn thing stopping this guy. And it's hard to predict health when you've never seen anybody move like him. It's a very difficult thing to understand. Even Cooper Flagg looking at Wembanyama's like, damn, did you see that guy out there?
I mean, he's incredible. He's a different player. I mean, like I said, you can't know what it's like until you're out there on the court with him. It's something I've never seen before. So, he was great tonight, but we got to do a better job of trying to just take away some of his looks, and can't find him as much as we did.
Yeah, take away his looks. He looks over everybody. He can shoot over everybody. How are you going to take away his looks? Who's blocking his shot? I mean, Zach Edey wouldn't be able to stand in front of that guy. He's supposed to be the same size, but he can't move like him. Well, forget that for a minute. Cooper, how did you feel about your own performance? 10-10, no assists?
Not great. I mean, obviously didn't play incredibly well, but I got to move past it. Turn our focus and start getting ready for Friday.
Yeah, I don't get it. I know there's a lot of people enthusiastic about the Mavericks, as they should be. this is still the dumbass team led by Nico Harrison that decided to trade away Luka. Okay, Luka's gone. Cooper Flagg, they luck out and get the number one overall pick. They get Anthony Davis in. They got Kyrie. Whenever Kyrie comes back, I'm not all that optimistic. I'm sorry. By the time this team is good, those two guys will be cooked. It'll be Cooper Flagg and another bunch of guys. There's nothing that excites me about the Dallas Mavericks. Now, Victor Wembanyama, on the other hand, with that blood clot that he talked about, a new lease and perspective on life, even his new head coach, that sounds weird to say about the Spurs. We know Popovich is now in upstairs, no longer coaching because of his health issues with the stroke. New head coach Mitch Johnson says, man, he ain't played since February. He's been waiting on this.
He's been out 8 months. He's been waiting for this probably longer and more thorough than anybody else.
Man, I'm not Wembanyama, and I've been waiting on this. He is my new favorite player in the NBA. I want to see him healthy. I want to see 10 years of Victor Wembanyama. I want to see him out there blocking shots. I want to see him knocking down threes. I want to see some post moves. I want to see more, weak side blocks into the stands. I want to see him flying for alley-oops. I want to see him knocking down step back threes. I want to see Wembanyama. Tim Duncan was one of my favorite players. He just went out there, bust ass, didn't say nothing. I appreciate Wembanyama, kind of in the same space. Not a knucklehead. He's drinking milk before he goes to sleep. He's reading a book. He's turning his phone off. He's focused, hanging out with monks, hanging out with crazy guys. He's bringing in life. He knows one of the best things in life is just experiences, getting little pieces of everything to make yourself a well-rounded individual. Well, damn it, on the basketball court, what can't he do? At 7'5"? Yeah, Wembanyama is a problem. Sorry, Giannis. He's the real freak. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. See, there's some positive news in the NBA that has nothing to do with people getting arrested. I tried. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know what? There is positive news, too, out of the NBA. And it took place on ESPN. Charles Barkley, Kenny the Jet Smith, Ernie Johnson, Shaquille O'Neal, they made their ESPN debut last night. Unfortunately, it was overshadowed by a couple of guys getting arrested this morning. But, let's talk about Charles and the gang on the other side, because apparently things worked out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll hear some of those clips on the other side of the break, but right now it's time for a news flash. Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Got a couple guys arrested for gambling in the NBA. Victor Wembanyama's losing his mind last night. Cooper Flagg made his debut against Wembanyama. Wembanyama had 40 points. Cooper Flagg had 10. Wasn't the only debut. Cooper Flagg wasn't the only guy. Man, we had VJ Edgecombe go out there and drop 34 as well. We'll get into that. But damn. The NBA. Well, how can I say this? Inside the NBA, which typically would have been the NBA on TNT, I think, kind of synonymous. They debuted on ESPN yesterday. We've heard for years, how would this work out? Are we going to have the end of the show? Is Charles Barkley and Shaq and Kenny and Ernie, are they just going to disappear off the face of the earth? Is the show going by the wayside? And no, ESPN just picked it up. They're basically licensing the show on their own network. So everything is supposed to be the same. Everything is supposed to stay the same. Except for the network. All right. And so last night they debuted. I did not get a chance to see any of it live. And if I was, I'd be here in the studio. I wouldn't see it live. I'd see it kind of while I'm on the air. But I heard some of the clips. I heard some of the commentary. And one of the first things that kind of stood out to anybody is the weight loss of Charles Barkley. Apparently, and I think he's been selling this and marketing it, Charles Barkley has been on the one of these Ozempic type shots. You take one of these shots, you lose the weight, and he was looking slim. I mean, even Shaquille O'Neal, he took time to say, oh, he used to be fat last year, but now Charles Barkley is sexy.
Why? He never picked the Knicks before.
What's I picked Cleveland like last year.
Went to the conference finals.
That's last year. Chuck was fat last year, and I look at him, he's a sex symbol.
But can I have a question? He got a point about the sex symbol.
Come here, Slice. Bring that.
Man, things are different. I mean, they kept on going about Charles Barkley's weight loss. They couldn't give him a break.
Frightened by...
Dude, you did lose weight.
Objection. Yeah, look at this. Look at this guy.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate
it. Just look behind you.
Hey, shout out to my doctors at ro.co. I thought you told me he was like riding a bike and jogging.
I'm working out too now. You got to work out. You can't just take a shot.
You know his new name, Kenny?
What's that?
You know his new name?
What's the new name?
Ro Parrish.
Shout out to my girl Molly at ro.co.
Ro Parrish.
So happy right now.
Oh, my goodness. Shout outs to Ro Parrish. Ro Parrish, a DJ, a broadcaster. Shaquille O'Neal being a jerk talking about Ro's weight loss. What's up, Ro? That's a little inside joke on national television. Also, Charles Barkley, he's been very critical about ESPN before he got the job. How he doesn't want to be worked into the ground, how they doesn't want to pop up on 50 million shows. He wants to do his job and be left alone. But he was very complimentary of ESPN last night. But then Ernie Johnson was telling him, man, you was trashing ESPN for like years now.
I got to admit, I was nervous all day.
Why?
Because this is...
Let me stop you for a second. Yeah. I'll complete your sentence.
Yeah.
This is a dream come true.
Every person who's... First of all, I want all the smoke. I don't whistle when I walk by the graveyard or anything like that.
Why wouldn't you go to ESPN?
That's going
to
work me like a dog.
If people think that I'm going to work 3 or 4 days a week, they're freaking nuts.
You're going to be working a lot more than you think.
Well, no, you think.
No, I used to work there.
I'm going
to
sit my fat black ass at home. They're not going to work talk like no damn dog.
Yeah, well. So far, so good. No complaints from Charles Barkley. Now, could you imagine if Chauncey Billups got arrested before the game? Oh, my God. That'd be nuts. That'd be crazy. And at least, you know, they were able to ask Charles Barkley about Victor Wembanyama. That's a good thing. That's a positive.
Victor's performance in one word was?
Amazing. Spectacular.
Well, that was true.
Okay.
It's like speaking to some of my callers sometimes. It's like, hey, guys, you know, we're up against the commercial break. You know, quick, give me your thoughts. I got to keep it moving. And a guy comes on and hey, JR, how you doing? I'm great. Okay, that's great, JR. I'm good, too. Well, what's your point? Well, I'm getting to my point. Well, you're wasting time here. Yeah, give me one word. Somebody comes to and gives you two. Yeah, everybody was catching strays yesterday. They were joking about Kenny Smith being late. Shaquille O'Neal ratting him out. Listen to this.
It's very good to be back with you guys.
Yes.
It sure feels a little bit different, but it's the same building.
Same building, same people. Kenny was almost late. Boy, I wish you were.
You was waiting.
I wish you had been late.
Hey, listen, I swear I wish you was late.
I haven't been that nervous since Game 7 of NBA Finals.
Oh, wow. Now, Bacha, let me tell you, the studio is not too far from our studio here, which is also not too far away from Piedmont Park. I have seen Kenny. I have had conversations with Kenny, like before the show, and I've looked at my watch, and I know what time he has to go in. And I look at my watch, and I go, why are you outside right now? And then he goes, well, I'm getting ready to go now. And I go, bro, it's, you know, it's like 7 o'clock. What are we doing here? So not surprising to hear that. I've seen him kind of just meandering around. I'm like, what are you doing out here right now?
Well, it's not hard to get around where you are, right? So maybe just one accident or something, he's cooked. And that's probably what happened yesterday.
Sometimes, depending on what's going on, he'd have to get on a scooter to get from the park, and then he has to cross a highway. I wouldn't say it's advisable to do so, especially given his age. No disrespect to Kenny, but in his knees as well. No disrespect to Kenny's knees. It takes one hit, one rock, and he could be in some trouble, okay?
He could ride a scooter. I could see him doing that. Just wear your helmet and get some knee pads.
Yeah, he can ride a scooter. I've seen him on a scooter here. It's one thing to ride a scooter through the park. It's another thing to take the scooter through traffic and over a highway.
Yeah, okay. But he could also, I don't know, what is it? He needs to leave 30 minutes earlier? That's what this is?
It's not about leaving 30 minutes early. It's about being there for pre-production. And it's not like he's exactly walking around town in his suit. You know, you don't want to, especially for something on air, live TV. And I get it. He's been doing it for 30 years now, just about going on. You don't just want to pop up, okay? You want to give yourself a little room for error, which is why they gave him some crap about it. So yeah, at least they all got there. The show is going on. And even Shaquille O'Neal had a joke about how there really was no opening night until you heard from those guys.
Man alive, it's a brand new NBA season. Things are a little different. We're still in Atlanta Studio J, but now we're on ESPN. Welcome to NBA Tip-Off presented by Popeyes.
Ernie.
Yes.
You didn't do it right.
What?
You're supposed to say this is T-R-O-N.
T-R-O-N?
The real opening night. That's what you saw. That's what you saw yesterday. No.
No, come on, man.
Back in town. No.
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of Popeyes, even Charles Barkley had a joke about that. Of course he did.
Hey, listen. Does it taste like chicken?
No, we talk about
it. Oh, now we're sponsored by Popeyes.
Yeah.
There you go. Does it taste like chicken?
Hey, listen.
Hey, listen. I was on my app. Hey, Shaq, I look on my app. Oh, it cleared. Okay, I can go on.
That's good. I have a feeling that's going to come back a couple of times.
Popeyes. Tastes like chicken.
Anyway,
Yeah, well, I'm glad they're back. A lot of people were sad and worried about what the future would be, but here they are. I mean, it just doesn't feel like the NBA unless those guys are around as well. In particular, Charles Barkley. When Charles Barkley is done, you can just go ahead and throw the whole damn show out. It's not going to be needed. Hey, nothing lasts forever. You know it's coming to an end. You got to enjoy it while it is here. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. With all the basketball news, how about this? There is some football tonight. In a little more than an hour, we got Thursday night football. We got the Vikings. We got the Chargers. I'm going to tell you who's playing, who's not playing, who's not back, who you should expect to win. We'll get into it on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.